Mr. Weiss, look no further. I'm your man. I work fast and I'm a deal. I write and direct, and I'm good. I just did a play in Hollywood, and Victor Crowley himself praised its realism.
There's about 500 guys in this town that can say the same thing. On the phone, you said you had some special qualifications?
Mr. Weiss, I have never told anyone what I'm about to tell you, but I really want this job. I like to dress in women's clothing.
You a fruit?
No, not at all. I love women. Wearing their clothes makes me feel closer to them.
You're not a fruit?
No, I'm all man. I even fought in WW2. Of course, I was wearing women's undergarments under my uniform.
You gotta be kidding me.
Confidentially, I even paratrooped wearing a brassiere and panties. I'll tell you, I wasn't scared of being killed, but I was terrified of getting wounded and having the medics discover my secret.
Welcome to the Onion Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damon.
And Douglas is still missing in action.
And we did invite Jack to come on and speak with us, but Andrew shot him.
And I did it through his headset.
Somehow. It's like that shitty movie.
Which shitty movie?
I'm trying to remember. Where some dude assassinated... Oh! The dude from 300 and the movie he did with Jamie Foxx.
Oh,
where he was in the prison.
Law abiding citizen.
Right.
Cell phone.
Alright. Shot him through his cell phone.
Anyways, Damien, what did you watch this week?
I watched some TV. that's pretty much it.
I'm sure.
Saw some shit. Alright. So I finally saw Army of Darkness in HD though. So it was
That's
worth
what I got
the
Douglas
wait.
For his birthday, by the way. I got him that on Blu-ray.
The way. And it is.
I did find that on Blu-ray a couple of the shots were really fuzzy
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but that's because the source material. They shot that movie on essentially
cheap cameras.
I mean. I mean, scotch tape. That's what they used to show. I'm surprised they actually were able to do anything with that movie. But it is good. It is far better than Evil Dead 2, which I had seen previously, but didn't see Precursor, Army of Darkness. And it is phenomenal. Everyone,
do you know what my favorite line in that movie is? Good, bad, I'm the one with the gun.
Boomstick. The dude said boomstick. You cannot top. That's genius.
I love how he was this guy who is a store clerk was able in medieval times to create a mechanical hand that connected to his nerves so that it reacted as soon as he thought.
Look, sir, if you're going to apply logic, I'm going to apply it to you.
I'm sure that's what Sam Raimi said to everyone in the cast.
I'm pretty sure that's what he did. Also saw Trick or Treat again.
Skip it.
In HD.
We already spoke about that.
Still awesome. Really awesome. And Suki is in it. From True Blood.
Yeah. True Blood is coming back next month.
Please. There's dudes flying and bulls and that series is terrible.
I love that show.
Turning into Twilight.
I like Twilight.
I'm sure you do. Going to hell for saying that.
I'm sure someone up there just heard that and said he's off the list.
This is like sprinting to hell. It's not even close. Right. I also saw The Losers, which is in the vein of The Big Hit. If people don't know what
Damien's favorite
is,
Mark Wahlberg movie.
You guys are crazy. It is Mark Wahlberg's opus. And what is tremendous is that this is probably some of, with the exception of Max Payne, this is some of the worst acting he's ever done, ever. And he is so bad in this movie, and the supporting cast is so good that this movie is phenomenal. Mind you, this movie isn't good. Not good. But at the same time, so bad it is. Absolutely. It is amazing. I still cannot believe. Every time I watch it, there's things that I say that I actually can't believe that they put in the movie. So, too, with The Losers. I know someone might have thought they were playing this movie straight, but they were not. Everyone was having a great time watching this movie. Stringer Bell is in it. And as with all movies that Stringer Bell is in, stuff happens to him.
So, I tuned out for a second, because I know all you're saying is garbage. Mm-hmm. But did you just say that everyone in the movie was having fun?
Yes.
Okay. I remember listening to, I think it's the Tobolowsky Files. Right. And Stephen Tobolowsky was talking about movie making. Mm-hmm. He's a famous actor.
And Stephen Tobolowsky. Thank you.
And he's in a lot of bad movies.
You're damn right he is.
And he said the one barometer he had for whenever he was making a film to tell whether it was going to turn out good or bad was his level of enjoyment while he was making it.
Right.
And he said it's an inverse deal. So if he's having fun making the movie turns out bad as the opposite.
Right.
And that's why I like that statement. It proves exactly what I think about that movie. They had too much fun making that movie. It turned out.
And I'm glad that the movie, because if they tried to play this movie straight, I'm pretty sure it would have been even worse than what they ended up with. But, I mean, I don't remember who plays the bad guy, but he is tremendous.
Jason Patrick.
Right, he's tremendous in this movie. And he didn't even want to do this movie.
Really?
There's some interview with him essentially saying he has to stoop to this level to be doing comic book movies.
Sounds like Edward Norton and Italian Job.
But couldn't care less. He is so good or so bad depending on who you are. His performance is just amazing. And he's so ruthless and so over the top. You can't help but like him. The losers themselves, the group, the entire group, they're funny and they play off each other well. There's a sniper dude that is amazing. And Chris Evans
was awesome.
I mean, this dude.
However, I have to give it to Columbus Short. The dude said, "You guys just been chopper jacked."
Yes.
Like, that dude was hilarious. But he's Black MacGyver.
Right, but I'll never give anything to him because he was in Armored and Stomp the Yard.
So, Jean Reno was in
Armored. He's a Black MacGyver. That was awesome.
He's Black MacGyver.
But you have to give it to Chris Evans for the scene that you saw in the trailer where he's like pointing his fingers at dudes. He's like,
"My mama didn't raise no fool."
He's like, military did experiments.
Anal experiments. Anal experiments. I didn't completely hate this movie, but like, there were so many parts where I just felt like, okay, this is the really boring part. And then, we get that fun part.
Where was the boring parts? Where?
They were doing this. They were talking. Everyone other than Chris Evans and Columbus Short was talking.
All the talking
and
bits was hilarious to me.
Only Chris Evans and Columbus Short.
That's why you don't like The Big Hit. You're going to hell.
No, I like The Big Hit.
Then how can you not like The Losers? What you're saying makes no sense. Do you realize that within the first 10 minutes of The Big Hit, Mark Wahlberg is running straight ahead and then it cuts and he's dangling in midair, turn around shooting people, and then lands at you're crazy. You, sir, are crazy.
I guess I am.
But there won't be a sequel ever, because this movie is making no money. I don't see it becoming a cult hit when it comes out on DVD, despite me buying 10, 11 copies to hand out to all my friends.
Please don't give me a copy.
So that they can look at me funny every time they see me. Like, what in God's name? I don't care.
But guess what? You can't buy a copy because you live in Jamaica and the last shop which sells DVDs and music closed.
Amazon is closing?
No, the one in Jamaica.
There's an Amazon in Jamaica?
Anyways.
Okay. Okay. They're shutting down the walls. All right, this Dudu's thing is sitting in the America. All right. Unjustified.
Stop talking about that. Move on. Really, really.
No, are you watching Justified?
I watched like the first four episodes.
It's so
and
good.
And I really can't bother watch anymore.
You're so
and it's not your I can't bother watch anymore. This is
so
I probably will not go back to it.
Yeah, I know.
Can't bother watch anymore.
Yeah. It's not as good as Dollhouse.
Oh, no. Dollhouse was awesome.
Wait. I canceled that, right?
And Justified sued it off. I'm joking.
Negative.
They already got renewed, I know.
Yep.
People anything else you like saw this week?
No. I don't think I saw anything else worth talking about.
So I also saw The Losers. I have a review on the site. I thought it was average. I'll leave it at that. I've mentioned most of my complaints with you.
Complaints.
I watched Tetro, the new Francis Ford Coppola film.
Is the decline continuing? Or
no, I really like this movie. It was really good. Yes, I am sure.
I'm afraid of this one. This man, he's been going off on the deep end for a while.
For a while? Mm.
Do you remember Godfather 3?
Come on.
And what happened after Godfather 3?
There was The Rainmaker after Godfather 3.
Right. And then
after that, there was nothing more. But anyways, Tetro is a really good film. Vincent Gallo is really good in it. And I like the other two people whose names I don't know because they're not big actors or anything.
I'm actually going to, like, after I get over all my watching silly movies kick, because it is really fun watching bad movies that you know are bad but still love, I plan to start watching good movies.
Like
starting,
Where the Wild Things Are?
No, starting with A Serious Man and Tetro.
You haven't seen A Serious Man? I thought you were quite annoyed at my comments on it, but you haven't seen it.
I really want to watch it.
No, but my point is that you tried to chop my head off when I said bad things about that movie. And you haven't seen it.
Yes, I don't want to hear anything about it. I don't care what you say. You're wrong. It has to be awesome. I don't care. Don't even look at it.
Ah, that's nice. Exactly. Anyways, Tetro is an awesome movie. I love it. It's a story about, I don't know if you know so much about the story, it's about Benny, the younger brother, coming to Buenos Aires to find his older brother who's gone off the deep end. He's left the family and gone to Buenos Aires to be not found.
By the family, you mean Godfather, right?
No, just his family.
Oh. Can't use the
I'm talking about Coppola.
Right, I'm reassociating.
I'm sorry I did that.
Please,
And there are writers. They come from a family of artists, and this guy has gone, the older brother has gone pretty much insane.
So he's the one pushing the drugs?
There's no drugs.
What kind of Coppola movie is this?
And it's a really awesome movie about family and all of the secrets and the tension between family members.
You know what else is a good movie about family?
Was it what was that movie? The Conversation? Was it The Conversation?
Something to do with father, stepfather.
A Godfather?
Godfather. That's it.
I don't think I've seen that one.
I should
put it on my list.
It's,
you know what, I'm afraid of someone taking what I just said seriously, but you know what, I'll leave it alone.
It's about five.
I also saw the Western classic by John Ford, the 1956 film starring John Wayne, The Searchers.
Yes. Don't say, if you're going to say anything bad, just skip us. I see the look in your eye, just skip us. I don't want to hear it.
I thought
because they get impressionistic.
I thought the story for this movie was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought John Wayne was the most amazing thing ever. And for someone who's shocking, never seen a John Wayne film, I understand why people rave about John Wayne.
Yeah,
John Wayne is in the 50s. What we think of Robert Downey Jr. and all of these actors who...
No, he's Clint Eastwood, pre-Clint Eastwood.
No. I'm trying to get off to the Western, so people...
What?
He is the actor with so much charisma and presence on screen that you just have to love him.
Okay.
And that's exactly what he was in this film.
So
and
Nicolas Cage.
And, I mean... Like, by the 20-minute point in this film, I was asking myself, how come these people aren't listening to John Wayne when he says to do something? Because there's this one point where it's his nephew, I think, the guy who is with him throughout the movie. He John Wayne tells him, you're supposed to do this, even though everyone else is doing the opposite. And he's like, no, I'm going to go and do what those guys are doing. And 5 minutes later, John Wayne finds him in a ditch, pretty much. And John Wayne just laughs at him, but you're like, why didn't you listen to John Wayne? John Wayne
that's,
is awesome.
You know that that's John Wayne?
However, awesome. With all of this nice thing said, there are so many other characters in this film which I found a little too over the top, as far as I was concerned. David not covering his ears. The Reverend Colonel dude, like, that guy, you just needed to start talking gosh darn and all the madness.
There will be blood. This dude that was preaching in that movie that you love. However, he was subtly isn't the word I'm looking for.
He was strong.
Right. When you're not subtle, you're right, strong. But you like him in that movie. But all these people, no,
these people were more like the big hit over the top than Paul Dano in There Will Be Blood. Paul Dano was not laughable at all.
I laughed. He drank his milkshake. Didn't you laugh? I don't know what the hell is wrong with you people.
I laughed when the internet started making fun of that.
Do you even like movies?
I don't think so, you know. Okay, I don't think so.
Really?
I mean, I didn't like The Losers.
Speaking ill.
I loved our Francis Ford Coppola film.
Speaking ill. John Wayne movie. What the hell is wrong with you?
And then, of course, there was a girlfriend, the wife. The relationship between the nephew and... here's the deal, right? When you talk about Western, the time in the West, it's the time people talk about when men were men, right?
Damn right.
None of this bullshit. Right. I mean, we like to laugh at...
No hitting women, nonsense.
We like to laugh at black things like Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character in 500 Days of Summer Joseph Gordon-Levitt...
No, I'm sorry, I don't know how Joseph Gordon-Levitt... Thank you. Yes.
We like to laugh at characters like him who are so in touch with their feminine side, kind of. Thank you for noticing. Did you like the one?
Please stop. Speaking about
the skirt. But like the way like this movie did not, other than John Wayne, all the men were not really that much of a man, except of course the Indian dude.
Which of, I mean, boy, those movies were racist. Whenever you put John Wayne in a movie, everybody else has to be character.
Have to be what?
So tired. Just said character curse. Wow.
Caricature. I have some beer. Do you need me to get you some alcohol to give you an excuse?
Alright. You know what, never.
No, caricatures, come on.
And, you know, to make John Wayne seem more, you know, larger than life. Because that's what you go to watch a John Wayne movie for, to see John Wayne. It's the same reason we all like Gran Torino. None of the people in that movie were really. Do you think people actually act like that?
The Barbo. I believe the Barbo.
Right. There's always that one person. Like the Indian. There's always that one person. But it's just to play a poke, awesome Clint Eastwood is. And, I mean, a lot of people love The Searchers. It is highly acclaimed. A lot of people love it.
Watching for John Wayne. That's all
think,
I would say.
I don't think it's his best movie, but John Wayne is.
I have a couple other John Wayne films on my list because it's the beginning of my Western marathon.
Ah, yes.
I want to fill that void that Damon keeps shouting at me about.
So stupid. Stupid. Right, you saw that movie. What else did
and
you watch?
That's about it this week.
Losers and Searchers.
Yeah, Tetro. That's all I saw this week, really.
Okay.
I mean, unless you want me to talk about things like Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakle.
Let's not unsay we did.
Alright. Okay. Let's move into news.
So, Cobra Commando.
Cobra Commando is apparently in talks to be in Rian Johnson's newest film that he wants to do, Looper.
You know,
and I got a couple plot details about it.
Alright, so save that. you said Rian Johnson is directing another movie, right?
Looper, yeah.
And he did Brothers Bloom.
And he did Brick.
And he did Brick. And Cobra Commando is also going to be...
I.E. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Cobra Commando is also going to be... So all I need to know at this point to go and watch this movie is when it's coming up. And that's pretty much it.
So plot details emerge about this film, because I know Damon wants to hear it. Apparently it's about time travel and assassins going back in time to kill off targets.
Cobra Commando, kind of like Terminator.
Cobra Commando, and eventually Cobra Commander is an assassin who goes back to kill himself.
Of course he'd kill that Joseph.
He finds out that the target is himself.
Yes. Like, I'm Cobra Commander.
And so the movie begins. I think this sounds like the most awesome mind-tripping craziness
ever.
Except
for the fact that it all makes sense.
I spoke about time travel a couple weeks ago, a while back.
This is not the bad.
And yes, it won't make sense at all when you put it under the microscope.
It could be awesome.
But it could be really awesome.
Remember the one... The jet.
Oh, jeez. With the parallel universes.
What if it is like that? Where it's
I remember, I thought about that the other day, and I remember Jason Statham is in that movie.
Yes,
oh.
And what's the other dude named?
Delroy Lindo.
Right. Oh, that movie is terrible. However, Jason,
I went to the theater
and
saw that movie.
I did too. Don't want to talk about it. He did throw a guy in the air and kick him, which was awesome.
More Captain America news.
Yay!
Hugo Weaving has been cast to play the main villain Red Skull in Captain America.
Confirmed this like a month.
They were talking about it, and now it's confirmed for sure. The funny part is, if you look back at Hugo Weaving's filmography for the last few years,
he's
always the main bad guy.
Right,
he was Smith in Matrix.
Agent Smith. Thank you.
He was.
Except you're wrong. Lord of the Rings.
Well, yeah, there's Lord of the Rings. Can we count him as a villain? He was kind of horrible for like 20 minutes.
Elves aren't villains.
They're neutral.
They're elves.
He was... Wait, no. Thief was a hero in V for Vendetta. I'm stupid.
Yes. Well, technically the villain.
I technically call him the villain, the Wolfman.
Right. Jesus Christ, Wolfman is so bad.
You saw it? Finally? No, or are you just going off of...
Consensus. I'm afraid. I'm actually afraid to watch it.
And I'm sure there's something else, but it's not coming to mind right
now. It was Matrix. There's another one.
Oh, he was Megatron in Transformers,
wow.
If you want to quote that.
Yeah, let us not quote that.
You know what? I can't find anything else.
No, I think he was in two big franchises at once.
He was in Lord of the Rings and The Matrix at the same time.
Matrix. Then Wolfman destroyed my theory. Thank you, Benicio del Toro, for nothing. Bastard. I know he's going to be in a superhero movie.
Which is basically the same thing.
Technically. Matrix.
Yeah. We spoke about Captain America before when...
Who's Captain America?
Chris Evans is going to be Captain America. Or as you like to call him, Jensen.
Jensen.
Or
Johnny Blaze.
It's actually Johnny Storm.
Couldn't care less.
Just Blaze. What do you think of Hugo Weaving being dressed in red for 22 hours?
Hugo Weaving makes an awesome bad guy. He has the acting chops to play just about anything. And so it's good to know that at least the villain is guaranteed to be good, depending on whatever the writers write. I like the main actor and I like the antagonist. Hopefully, whatever they write is awesome. Because, at this point, CG can do anything. Yes. It made Avatar, and that movie's terrible. But the CG is phenomenal. If they get it to Uncharted 2 levels, that'd be happy.
That's good. I don't really remember the comics that well. I did read them for a short while. I remember more the shitty 80s Captain America movie, which had Red Skull in it. And Hugo Weaving as a bad guy, as we've seen before, time and time again. He's really good.
Yes.
But I still am really doubtful of this film for some reason.
I don't like the big dude with the big shield with America on it. I don't think that...
I think they should take the song from Team America and play that during the trailer.
America! Yeah! Oh, God. Just
someone needs to do that. Someone, like, as a ringtone. Someone's phone right, in the
just
movie.
Just have him walk past somewhere. Like, turns like, what? And just have a dude. And have him hit the shield slap.
That needs to happen, no.
I want a Rorschach movie. That's what
you already got that movie.
This idea, I want another one.
No, because if you got another one, you'll only bitch and moan about how it's wrong.
It's okay. I'm weird. It's a comic book. They bring back people in comic books all the time.
Anyways, continuing on casting news and comic books, Sam Rockwell is going to be in Jon Favreau's Cowboys and Aliens film.
Well, before the Iron Man 2 review started coming out, I was static about anything that had Jon Favreau's name attached. No.
The director of Elf and Swingers.
No, not so hype.
And Zathuro.
Hey, you are yourself. I should hold judgment until I see Iron Man.
Which will be really
until
soon.
Tomorrow. I hope this is awesome.
But I mean, it's Sam Rockwell.
Here's a hope.
It's Sam Rockwell.
He did that Christmas movie a while ago.
Okay. Did you watch it yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Consensus.
The consensus has stopped you. I have not. I don't know about this comic book at all. I never knew about it until I heard the news that it's been made into a film.
It's not your fault. It's because
I don't read.
No. That Hollywood has run out of
good ideas. They've run to comic books.
They usually turn to books, and they realize that they've done all of them. And Tom Clancy has stopped writing books. And so they're like, that Danai movie made a kajillion dollars, right? Like,
yes. Oh, and if they look at Watchmen and go like,
No.
Or just, Kick-Ass and
just,
go like...
No, you just look at successes. Never look at failures.
You're like, Spider-Man 3 made...
Kajillions. That X-Men movie was terrible. How much did it made what? Oh, that's great. Let's keep cranking these out.
I mean, all I know is that their aliens land and cowboys have something to come in.
Plus, to be honest,
I think it's supposed to be called Cowboys versus right. Aliens.
Anything is better than like Battleship and Monopoly.
Eight Ball. The Magic 8-Ball movie.
Soon, Chess and Checkers. I can't.
They've done chess
movie.
Numerous times. I'm you know, there's the Bobby Fischer movie.
I'm waiting for Checkers movie. Throw me, bitch.
Alright, the last piece of news I want to talk about.
Yes.
David O. Russell is apparently attached to direct the Uncharted movie that's coming.
The who what now?
The Uncharted movie.
Who is David O. Russell?
He's directing this new film called The Fighter, I believe. I think he was the director who did I Heart Huckabees. Let me check that out.
Isn't The Fighter some movie that they came up with on Entourage?
Yeah, he directed I Heart Huckabees as well as Three Kings.
Okay.
And the other movies, I don't know. The Fighter is that new movie with Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg.
And Christian Bale.
Ah, Mark Wahlberg. He always
about boxing or
better.
Something.
He tends to make...
I think Natalie Portman's in it as well. Anyways, so,
right.
Oh no, it's Amy Adams, not Natalie Portman.
Meet Adam Mattel.
David O. Russell and right. Uncharted.
Do we need an Uncharted movie? Answer, no. But since we're getting one, can it be good? Answer again, no.
Really? You have no hope for Uncharted? No,
video game movies suck.
But Uncharted is already a movie.
No, it is the law. It doesn't matter what movie that.
But I mean, honestly, all it's going to be is. a today version of Indiana Jones.
Andrew, they will always find a way to make
instead of a whip, he'll have a gun.
Andrew, how many video game movies have we seen at this point?
You know what was a good video game movie? Postal.
Again, they've made a lot and they're all bad. Alright, let me give you a refresher. I'm not even going in the way back machine to the terrible ones of the 90s. The Rock in Doom. Has there been a Resident Evil movie that even approaches being good? They couldn't make a decent zombie movie out of Resident Evil, which is a spoof of zombie movies. Okay.
I think at this point I'll just give up and move on.
Right.
Would that help? Yeah. Okay. Trailers this week. There was this trailer for Get Low. Yes. This new film with Robert Duvall and Bill Murray.
Yin Yang Twins.
Oh.
What can we do for you, sir?
I'm after a funeral.
Boy, are you in luck. Solid pecan. Steel handles. Whatever you want.
Party.
A what?
A funeral party.
And I want to be there.
You will be, I guarantee.
I want to be there. Now.
Alive? You want to have a funeral party while you're alive so you can go?
Yes or no?
Yes!
I want everybody to come who's got a story to tell about me.
I heard the most awful things about him when I was a kid.
How do you get people to come tell stories about you that I'm guessing might get them, you know, shot? Is it just me, or is he extremely articulate when he wants to be?
So Robert Duvall is a crazy old dude with a huge-ass beard, and he wants a funeral.
Oh, so he's playing Robert Duvall.
And Bill Murray is the funeral home person.
A crazy funeral
home. Crazy funeral.
Again, playing himself.
So, Damien, what do you think of this trailer?
I love this trailer.
Really?
Bill Murray is... He looks to be in fine form in this. And Robert Duvall... He's phenomenal in every movie that I've seen him. Even movies where he has no right to being good in. There's one, Dead Old Lions, something like so, where he and some other guy were raising lions in his backyard.
Secondhand Lions. That was Duvall and Michael Caine.
Right.
Yeah, I remember actually liking that movie.
That movie's phenomenal. I saw it recently again. He's so good in it.
And the dude from Sixth Sense.
Right.
I wonder what happened to that guy.
They realized that he was in Sixth Sense.
No, you realized that he was in AI.
Yeah, that's a film. That's a hush, dog. You can't. It's not your fault. Although Jude Law made it out. Barely.
The Jude Law, remember the Jude Law?
No, it wasn't him. Why Jude Law? No one could have saved that. Right, never. Let's stop talking about
it. Okay, move on.
So Duvall plays a crazy bastard
with a huge beard. I like the beard.
Again, he's playing
a big bushy beard.
And he has decided to tell his story. Everyone thinks he's a bit of a hermit, and by a bit I mean, hasn't talked to anyone in 30 years or so. And he's decided to get everyone who ever knew about him together and tell his story. But in a way that we don't know, because they're hiding it in the trailer. And Bill Murray plays a similarly crazy funeral home director who is going to help him conjure up this crazy scheme. And it looks... really interesting. I really want to see this movie. Just based on those two and the premise, seems kind of fun.
I think the opposite. Like, I'm a huge fan of Bill Murray, and I do like Robert Duvall, but like, Bill Murray, he could turn out to be darkly funny in this movie.
Which is what I want.
I'm just not interested, to be tell you the honest to God truth. Like, I like the idea of Robert Duvall as a crazy ass dude with a big ass beard, but
I understand. You don't
like, I don't like good movies, right? That's movies, what you're about to say? Yeah.
Pretty much.
Because I didn't like The Losers.
No, it's Disturbio.
Disturbio. Still on Disturbio? I thought Root had that one.
Pretty sure. Yeah, we should. I'm sorry. Never mind.
There was also a trailer for Jonah Hex.
Think you should
came out this week.
After that night. Some say he was a changed man. that his spirit crossed over, giving him powers that can't be explained.
Jonah Hill.
Five coffins.
Thinking you might need a...
Cut him down!
What happened to your face?
Cut myself shaving. What happened to yours?
Stars, you know, Josh Brolin, John Malkovich, and of course, you know, the greatest actress of all time.
That's not even funny. You're going to need to edit that. I'm going to start swearing like crazy.
You know, her name just escaped.
What is wrong with you? Stop.
That's the guy from Transformers.
Right.
What's the word? Megan Fox. Right. Megan Fox.
The hot chick.
This movie looks like horrible trash. The trash that you don't even leave outside your house waiting for the garbage man to pick up. You actually take the time to go all the way to the dump to get rid of it because you want to make sure.
And you shoot it to make sure whatever is in it is dead.
I mean, I had no hope for this movie before.
Wow.
Before, because Megan Fox is in it. I didn't know John Malkovich was in this movie to start.
Right.
But when you see him in the trailer and you see his facial hair and you see how he, like, you know that this is one of the movies that he knows he's hamming it up completely, which I never like. I mean, the last time I kind of liked it was Con Air, and that's because I found that movie hysterical.
Wasn't he in Burn After Reading?
He was, yes. But I didn't like that movie.
What?
We've had this conversation.
Oh, hell is
And of course, there's the wonderful acting talents of Megan Fox. Jack was talking to us earlier about this, and you were saying that we had to mention, what was it?
Right.
The last line when she said, wouldn't you too?
Right, wouldn't you? They're like, oh, they really searched you good, didn't they? He's like, wouldn't you? Oh, genius.
And there was another line, I've forgotten it by, no, by now.
There is
one moment in this trailer that I do kind of like, and it's a one-liner. And you've been used time and time again in westerns. Because I've read that the comic book is really a parody of all the Clint Eastwood westerns. Throwing in science fiction. But it's when he's at the bar and the guy says, what'd you do? What you do to your face? And the guy shoots him and says, I cut myself shaving. What happened to yours? Like, I kind of found that funny. But that's just a general western gag.
There's more people from The Wire popping up in these terrible movies.
Oh yeah, that dude's in it.
Yes.
They gave him crossbows which shot dynamite sticks.
Of course they did.
This movie looks like it's going to be the biggest piece of shit this summer.
Here.
Like, Cats and Dogs, the Cats and Dogs Part 3 is probably going to be better than this.
I think that Brendan Fraser movie with the...
Furry Vengeance.
There's no way anything is going to be worse than that movie.
Furry Vengeance?
I'm pretty sure Furry Vengeance is going to be the worst movie of the summer. I'm willing to take bets, large bets against that movie.
I'd be willing to go to it just to win that bet.
How much are we going to take? You've already lost one bet with Fantasy. You already owe me
food. Don't remind me about it. Anyways, what do you think of this trailer?
Alright, so let me. I'm going to throw some words here and to the audience, and just whatever comes to your mind first, this is what I think about the trailer. Star Wars Episode 1.
Do you have the image in your head now, audience? Okay, next word, next phrase.
Right, fecal matter.
Is there a plus sign in between these, or is there like...
No. This
is just like one after another. Okay.
Right.
I'm getting a nice picture here.
Right. Super Mario Brothers, the movie.
All I can think about is what you would call it, the guy who played Mario, Bob Hoskins.
John Leguizamo.
And of course, Dennis Hopper as what was the villain again?
Goomba, whatever.
King Koopa. Dennis Hopper, dude. Dennis Hopper was King Koopa.
I still don't know how they got that. I still don't know. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's a low blow.
All right.
I mean, the only bad one was part three.
Sure. Let's. Yeah. Right.
You know, what's the funny part about that movie about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No.
I love that movie, but someone linked to a video on YouTube where this guy went through part one and found all of the editing mistakes that they made during that movie and filming mistakes. And there's one part that sticks out to me. There's early in the movie when one of the guys are like skateboarding through the sewers and you only see his feet. And he turns. I never noticed before that you actually see the skateboarder's real hand when he turns, because he's only wearing, I assume, the pants to the turtle suit while he's skating. And now every time I watch the movie, I see it clear as day.
Right. And of course, Transformers 2 to round it up. This might be the Transformers so this year.
Oh, and Jack also point out that Michael Fassbender, one of the best young actors coming out now, is in this movie.
Didn't
notice him at all.
I'm going to block him. Well, I never see this movie, so I won't have to block him.
We talked about him in Fish Tank.
Right, I'll just go Hunger, Fish Tank,
Inglourious Basterds.
Inglourious Basterds.
And then that other movie that comes out in 2012.
Was that a TV show? Never mind that. And he has this other movie coming out. Alright, this movie is probably where good movies go today. I'm pretty sure.
And Josh Brolin is on such a good run.
It's a good movie cemetery.
Like,
everyone.
I rewatched Milk a few weeks ago, and he was amazing in that.
David, as he said, No Country for Old Men. So I like that movie. That movie is great.
I don't know what your problem with Milk. Anyway,
it's boring. This is not my problem.
Anyways, another trailer that came out this week, last trailer I want to talk about, Piranha 3D.
Can we talk about the American briefly?
After this one, we can talk about the American. I really want to talk about Piranha.
Right.
It's like this body's been in the water for weeks.
I want to know what the hell this thing is doing in my lake.
Is that a piranha?
This particular piranha vanished 2 million years ago.
I'm thinking about closing the lake.
There's us, and there's 20,000 kids. You do the math.
Take it off!
The sheriff has declared an emergency.
Don't worry, we got P over here!
Like, at first, when I heard about the idea of Piranha 3D and I saw the teaser, I was like, this movie looks like it's going to be the biggest piece of shit ever. Like, Jonah Hex, no comparison. But now they've released a full trailer, which gives you the story and more of the stars in it. I love Ving Rhames. I actually think he's one of those actors that when the phone rings, he picks it up and just says yes. He doesn't hear anything. Because he just shows up in everything.
No, he just goes, how much?
No, he doesn't even ask how much. He just says yes.
No, he just, how much?
How much is like his fourth question in the phone call.
Right.
But it's made it abundantly clear that this is a spoof of Jaws. And
that's not what it made clear to me.
Really? They even have Richard Dreyfuss in our shots.
No,
and there's Doc Brown, isn't it? I can't remember. His real name is like escaping me right now.
He's Doc Brown. Back to the
and he looks awesome in this movie.
He looks like
I'm giving it a thumbs up because it was shot in 3D.
That's going to make worlds.
I'm completely cutting out anything that's converted to 3D. If your movie was converted to 3D, that means I'll watch it on Blu-ray when it comes out in 2D. I'm not going to the theater to watch it in 3D.
But technically, you're watching it in 3D. TV has more dimensions. This movie looks like it belongs on the Sci-Fi network, not Sci-Fi. Stupid bastards.
Don't you watch sci-fi for bad movies?
No, I stopped watching. I used to watch sci-fi. They used to have anime and some terrible movies like Killock, Giant Crocs and Giant Ants nonsense. And this would be perfect
Giant Octopus versus Mega Shark.
Exactly. This would be perfect for sci-fi. But this looks like a sci-fi movie.
A sci-fi movie.
Just with It don't even look like it has a bigger budget. This looks like a sci-fi movie. That is where it should be. That's where it should stay. When the final shot is the piranhas stopping in front of the girl face, and as she's in the water, she's like looking at the camera, and the piranha is looking at the camera. Like, this movie belongs there. No one should be you shouldn't have to pay money to
Ving Rhames. Ving Rhames put a boat engine in the water to cut up piranhas.
Right.
And that looks awesome.
Yes, but it should be awesome on the Sci-Fi Channel. Ving Rhames isn't better than the Sci-Fi Channel. Play anything.
Really? Ving Rhames was in... what was that? Give 'Em Hell, Malone. Have you watched that movie yet?
He's been in everything
under the tournament.
Look. Ving Rhames belongs on the Sci-Fi Channel. Go try and fight it. Right.
So anyways, the next trailer we want to talk about, The American
Sci-Fi.
I'm just skipping over because I know you don't want to talk about The American.
Hello?
It's Jack. I want out.
Consider it your last job.
You don't even have to pull the trigger.
You're an American.
Let's say, a working vacation.
You have the hands of a craftsman. You are good with machines.
George Clooney plays an assassin.
Directed by the guy who directed Control, the movie you like, which I still haven't watched.
Here's hoping that it's awesome. It looks very interesting.
It looks kind of boring.
However,
to me.
It looks like every other movie that has followed this template. But as I said...
You know what it looks like? That movie that people didn't like, Limits of Control.
Yeah.
It looks like, kind of like that.
Kind of. But if you execute properly, it should... alright.
No, I like George Clooney.
Worst case scenario, it'll be better than The International.
Oh.
Best case scenario, it'll actually be a good movie.
And you really like Control, right? Like,
although there's a love interest that is going to be injected, that is going to double cross him.
You're telegraphing that from now.
No.
So what's the bet though? I don't know, lunch?
Probably going to have to shoot her or someone close to her to save her from herself.
Oh. You know, I'm going to tell you from now, I won't see it coming.
Yeah,
I probably won't see it coming.
I like Clooney.
I like Clooney, especially
I like Control.
Like the last 10 years of Clooney.
And the old dude, wasn't he in...
The old dude. Who's the
Brothers
old dude?
Bloom. The old pastor looking dude.
I didn't notice him as anyone.
I'm sure I've seen him in something already, but never. I kind of like this trailer.
Is he the Belgian?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, maybe. I'll look at it again and check. Anyways, let's get on to the film that Damien wants me to watch.
Yay!
Peacock.
Yes.
May I help you?
I want to donate these, please. And can you get Maggie for me, please?
Come on in. Just toss him on the chair there. Maggie, you have a guest. Jan?
When did she do this?
Do what?
Bring you here.
Yesterday.
No.
Jan. Jan, what's wrong? I met Emma the night I came to your house. She gave Jake and me a ride home.
I can't let her do this. Maggie, you need to stay away from Emma.
Emma's just trying to help me and Jake.
I'll give you the money so you can leave.
Are you serious?
Yes. I need to get you and Jake out of Peacock. It's not safe here for Jake.
So, Damien, you chose this film. Tell us what it's about.
All right. So Peacock is about a small town called Peacock.
Huh? I'm going to stop now.
It stars, blanking on the youth name.
Cillian Murphy.
In his opus.
His opus?
This is some of the most phenomenal acting you see from him now or probably ever. This is his Jeremy Irons in... what's the movie?
Dead Ringers.
Dead Ringers. Performance.
I thought you called him Scar.
No, it's Jeremy. It was also in True... Die Hard. Oh. So he can't be Scar and whatever the hell his name was in Die Hard. He has to be Jeremy
Irons. Jeremy Irons wasn't in Die Hard.
I'm sorry.
No. You're talking about the villain, right?
Right.
That's Alan Rickman.
Not the first one.
Oh, the third. They say Die Hard 3.
Die Hard. They're all Die Hard.
He was in Die Hard 3, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure he was.
Anyways, right. Continue with what you're saying.
Cillian Murphy is phenomenal in this movie. And that is all that you need to know. But I'll tell you more anyways.
After you force me to talk.
If saying that Cillian Murphy isn't phenomenal doesn't get you to watch this movie, something is wrong with you. But I'll explain what's happening.
So Damien found his trailer.
Right.
A couple weeks ago, a while back, and showed it to us and forced us to talk about the trailer.
Shit my pants.
It was so some awesome straight to DVD movie. We were like, what the fuck are you making us watch? And it turned out to be a really interesting trailer.
Yes, it did.
And then I watched the movie as Damien forced me to.
Mm-hmm.
He actually had a gun to my head this afternoon while I was watching
pretty
it.
Pretty much. You don't like watching good movies, we established that.
And I did not really enjoy this movie that much.
You are a moron. Alright, I don't even want to hear what you're saying. Alright. So Cillian Murphy plays this introvert. He goes to work and comes home. And what happens is that he has a split personality. And it is discovered along the way that he has developed this split personality because of the loss of his mother who was taking care of him. And so his split personality essentially plays his mother. And he is aware that he might have a split personality, but he's not sure and he has no control over his alter, essentially. And the movie is about what happened when his perfect world of transitioning from one altar to another when it becomes necessary is disrupted by a train landing in
a train wreck.
By a train wreck. You're an asshole.
Hey, just come on, you have to give me points for that. You have to give me a point for that one.
Yeah, that's good. Fair enough.
One love to Andrew.
Fair. This movie is rounded up by a pretty decent cast. Ellen Page is in it. And some other people that I don't remember their names right now. But the movie is really about Cillian Murphy. And even if Andrew doesn't like this movie, one thing he cannot see is that Cillian Murphy's performance in this movie isn't anything short of phenomenal. His ability to slip in and out of being a male introvert and being this motherly type woman is just amazing. And you literally, I mean, it feels like there's another person playing this woman. It is so good. And I enjoy the story. I especially enjoy the ending because I really didn't see that coming. I thought that...
I think that's one of the things you love most about certain movies, when you actually don't see it coming. I notice a lot whenever a film... it's a film that you end up not
able,
predicting...
Right, is able
you,
to do that.
You tend to automatically like it.
Maybe that's all. Flaw, I don't know. But the movie, I really enjoy this movie. I don't understand why you're saying this. Andrew, why are you saying these things?
It's mean.
Are you saying it to hurt me?
That might be it.
Is that it?
That might be it.
Right? Is this still holdover from Quid Pro Quo? I get it. You don't like that movie because you're crazy. Right?
Magic Shoes.
And she wasn't that good in the movie. But no, I love her in Up in the Air. She's in that movie, whatever.
Well, she didn't get naked in that movie. Even though that wasn't her, I found out later on.
Phenomenal. What do you like, Pete? Why?
So herein lies my complaints, my list of complaints.
Right.
Number one,
the CG work was terrible.
No, I wasn't even going to talk about that shit.
Like you would.
I think they cut the cheese a little early in this film, on occasion. And if you don't know what that term means, if you've ever seen this wonderful David Mamet film...
If you are not 100 years old.
If you've ever seen this wonderful David Mamet film, House of Games...
They play their hand too quickly.
It's where you give up information that you're not supposed to know before you're supposed to know it. So, when I was watching this film, like, I think the biggest fault in this film is that we know the truth. There are certain films which hide the twist truth.
But that wasn't the twist.
But there are certain films which do it that way, in that they give you these two things, and event, like 20 minutes left, they twist it, and they tell you, oh, this is what it really is. And I mean, remember when we watched a trailer, I even had trouble realizing that this was Cillian Murphy. Like, it looked like a woman.
Right.
So I would have bought it.
Right.
And I'm not doubting his performance. He was really good. But at the same time, I would not compare it with Jeremy Irons from Dead Ringers.
You're crazy.
The only reason I would compare it is that he actually plays two roles with the same character.
Right, but he's convincing. He's so convincing in both roles.
Like,
you didn't find
him convincing? I actually found the dude a little annoying. Like, I was wondering if he was retarded or something.
And how is that poor acting? Cillian Murphy's part.
I'm not saying he's poor acting. I already told you I liked his acting. I'm just saying it's not at the Dead Ringers level.
I'm really not following this. One on one is clearly not two.
11.
So, wait, let me get this. You're saying that you didn't like the character, right? Because you found him annoying, which is exactly what he is, because he's an introvert. Right? He's been conditioned to be this way.
Yeah.
And right, there's nothing to like about the character. There's nothing. The type of person he is, which is why everyone was surprised when they found out that he was married.
Like, there are certain points, especially with the sheriff, I think.
Right.
Where the sheriff gave Emma a certain look that I think he actually knew. He knew that this was John. Because, I mean, like, honestly, after the first point where, you know, takes off the wig, after you see Emma after that, you see Cillian Murphy. You don't even blink about it. Right. And just imagining someone who was actually close-ish to John. He looked like he was...
But
he was the guy who was helping him out as soon as the mother died. Right. Was always there going like, hey dude, how you doing? He's the guy who doesn't get shot when John shoots up the bank. He's the guy John goes, you know what, you're alright.
You're alright.
You know, I remember that. I didn't like. This is honestly the first film that I didn't like Ellen Page in. I love Ellen Page.
Really?
And Ellen Page, like, her role and her acting in this film, I just didn't like it at all. Susan Sarandon, I liked a lot.
Wait, what was it about Ellen Page? You say her role and her acting, but what specifically was it that didn't ring? Didn't.
She comes to John. Saying, bitch, I need money.
Right.
Then, woman version of John walks out and says, look here, you can be a proper woman, go over there.
Right.
And she does that. And she seems happy. And then John comes back and realizes Emma did something. And says, bitch, here's some money. And she's like, okay, I'll run away. And then Emma says, no, go back. It's just this back and forth of this girl just annoyed the shit out of me. Like, I can understand when you're very indecisive on what you should do, or you're not a strong-willed person. But for a single mother, a single mother is someone who needs to be strong-willed.
So she is a prostitute. So let's clear up some. I don't know what. Because misconceptions they have. She's a prostitute. She wants the money to leave. Emma convinces her to stay
and be a better person.
And right, convinces. That is, she didn't just say, "No, no, you don't need the money. Let's go for this." She actually had to convince her. And she, even while she was trying to convince her, she was saying, "Yeah, but you know, if we get the money, kind of gone." You understand? And she's like, yeah, but just try this way. And she's like, "Yeah, but if we get the money, again, kind of not staying here, kind of." And that was the back and forth. Emma was trying to convince her to stay, and Cillian Murphy was trying to steal the money and leave because he making shit complicated. I understand what you're saying. You're like, oh, if only they had kept back the fact that he was playing her for longer, it would have made it. It would have intrigued you more, kept you more, kept the suspense up longer. I actually see it the other way. I'm glad that they did it so that they could set up the entire final act, so that they could tell us the story. They could explain us the story of his mother and what it was that she was doing to him and how he made this transition. I found that far more interesting than him actually being revealed as playing the wife, playing a girl. I mean, that if that was the major twist in the movie, I'd have kicked the television over. Because I would have been this dumb. I mean, I would have figured that out guaranteed 20 minutes into the movie. I'd be like, so this you disappears when he goes into the house. And this chick that is his height comes out in the night. And none of them meet each other.
None of them. And he's always confused as to what she did earlier that day.
Right. And then the second I realized that the mother is dead, red flags would have... I'd have gone, this is madness. I think part of the reason I like this movie too is because I enjoy United States of Terror.
I like that show a lot.
And I enjoyed seeing... I just accepted, yeah, this dude has a sweet personality. But I enjoyed seeing one dominating the other and what triggers the domination and how... what would it be some of the consequences of one alter taking over the other. And this movie explored that from start to end. Not to mention Cillian Murphy being able to transition between this introvert and this clearly crazy woman.
So herein lies my question to you. You spoke about how my version of the movie, you would have kicked over the television, right?
Yeah, I've been violent.
But then think about this, right? You realize all the characters in the film are watching my version of the movie.
Right.
Where they don't know, right?
Right.
So imagine...
But I would have known.
Imagine how stupid all of them are.
Imagine how stupid they would... Think about what...
John goes up the stairs and then down comes...
Right, no, but...
It's like Mrs. Doubtfire right, all no, over
but again. They have every reason to believe that she lives there because the dude and his mother... I mean, I don't want to give away too much, but there's like 3 people in the world going to see this movie anyway. They knew what his mother, especially the sheriff. The sheriff knew what it was that his mother was doing to him. No, everyone, he's introverted for a reason. He has to hide chocolate from his mother, even as a grown man. The sheriff had to have him fill out things when his mother died. And he created this altar to fill that gap. He was so dependent on his abuse, his clearly abusive mother. I mean, that's the reason the girl got pregnant. Mm-hmm. He was so dependent on her that he needed something to essentially.
I found that quite odd, though. By the way, when she talks about how she got pregnant, that was quite an odd.
Again, she's a prostitute.
No, I'm not talking about that
not
part
the
of
sharpest
it.
Tool.
I'm talking about the whole setup.
Yeah, again, prostitutes.
Not the fact that she was paid or anything.
Not the sharpest. They're not known for being very witty.
I think it's John I'm worried about.
I'm still worried about him. And again, the ending is so good. Didn't see it. like all the time I'm like, yeah, I know where this is going. Yeah, I know where this is.
I imagine,
and it set it up perfectly, and then right there I'm like, alright, this movie has like a minute. They have the final roll of the dice.
When this
what
movie,
are you going to give
when
me?
This movie ended, I imagine that if the camera was rolling for another 5 minutes, we would have seen everything gone pear shaped.
Yeah. Right, and that is, and I love the fact that they ended it there. They're like, the girl's gone, and everyone's like, what the hell is going on? And, oh, so good. I love this movie.
Personally, I wouldn't recommend this to anyone.
No,
I don't mean like how, like, you know me, generally, if I like a movie, I'll recommend it to people, whether or not I think they'll like it.
But I knew that you guys probably wouldn't like it the second I saw this movie. This is exactly the quid pro quo situation again. There's things that I saw in this movie that I enjoy, that I know a lot of people either A, won't enjoy, or B, won't see. They won't care about any of the things that I'm talking about. And so they'd watch the movie and see something completely different from what I saw, and probably end up not liking it. So I knew this was, and that's part of the reason, like, I'm pretty sure this movie went straight to DVD for two reasons. A, when they focus tested it, half of the people went, this movie is fucking nonsense. And B, there'd be no way to market this movie. Think about what would they have run on TV to market this movie? It's a movie that made $0, even if it came up in wide release. So, but I love it, and it's another movie that I'll add to my shelf of movies that no one probably saw and people probably hate that I absolutely love. It'll go. I'll squeeze it between the big hit and Quid Pro Quo.
And with that, I guess we can end. Yes. Before we go, I'd like to thank Jack, even though he didn't end up actually on the show. Jack Giroux, from Film School Rejects, thefilmstage.com, and DVD Talk.
Rolling Stones.
hopefully we'll have him on sometime soon, because technical difficulties as usual.
Andrew broke the podcast.
Yep, it's all my fault. You can find the podcast on gmanreviews.com, and the RSS feed is fixed. Thanks, Damien, for mentioning it. You can find all of my writings at gmanreviews.com, thefilmstage.com, and collider.com.
Oh, all of them? You can find all the writings at three different places.
I'm on Twitter at gmanreviews.
Does the RSS feed pick up all your other writings? Do you have one global RSS feed?
No. I'm sure I could do that, though. That'd be easy. Anyways.
Are you listening?
Damien.
Yes.
Can you be phoned?
Right, I was fearful today. Thought I was on Facebook. So like, this guy wants to friend you on Facebook. I was so annoyed. And like, here are all the other people that you know that's on Facebook. I'm like, I can't be on Facebook. But luckily, I am not.
Oh.
Still free.
Facebook misses you.
Free your mind. Take
you're not
in charge. Damn it.
You're not in charge.
Blue pill. Wachowskis, you're right. I'm also not on Twitter. If you want to find me, I'll be working at 11 to 7 o'clock at the Northwood Court Hotel, which no one should ever visit. I hope someone high up hears this. They won't. But I hope they do. So that they can write some shitty letter that I will ignore, like all the other letters. I hate work.
Oh, bitter, bitter.
But they pay me. Online.
I guess that's a pro to that con. And with that, good night.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?